Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Meta is coming out with some new safety tools to crack down on sextortion and unwanted explicit images. The social media giant, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, will begin testing its new nudity filter on one of its platforms.
Social media giant Instagram has unveiled new measures to combat soaring sextortion in the wake of the tragic suicide of an Australian boy who took his own life after being targeted by Nigerian fraudsters. Here with more is Chief Reporter at The Nightly, Sarah Blake. Sarah, big tech gets criticised for not doing enough to protect its users. So what is Instagram doing about sextortion, which we've heard this week on The Nightly, is becoming a problem in Australia of epic proportions?
Yeah, that's right, Ben. We have heard a lot this week about sextortion and how it's impacting young people, you know, particularly young men. And there have been some pretty devastating impacts for those victims who have fallen prey to these scammers. So what happens is they set up a fake social media account and then they use those media accounts to send revealing photos to, you know, usually young men, and to sort of trying to lure them into a relationship, into a conversation where they say, here's my photo, why don't you send me one of you? And then once they get those photos, they threaten to disseminate them on social media unless the victim pays up. So that's pretty shattering. So what they're doing at Instagram is they're going to be blurring the nude photos and introducing a raft of other safety measures, they're calling them.
Yeah, so how will these nudity protections work?
So there's a few things. One of them is that people who are under 18, they won't be able to receive unsolicited messages from people they don't know. So that's a big one that will stop it. Nudes will be automatically blurred, and there will be an option for someone who does receive a nude photo to block and report that sender automatically without them having to sort of, you know, take extra steps to do so. And any time that someone is sending an image of themselves in the nude, there will be a filter that says, are you sure you want to do this? So, you know, sort of take some of the heat out of it. So they'll have to step back and consider whether they're doing the right thing by sending their own images.
And so I think that's all extremely good when it comes to dealing with this scourge that is sextortion. But we also don't want to kink shame anybody who is sending this type of content consensually to each other as part of their relationships. So what's the opt-in, opt-out requirement, and does that differ depending on the age of the user?
Yes, that's key actually. So Instagram says they're going to encourage everybody to opt in to this new nudity filter, but for users under 18, it will be automatic.
Yeah, I think that's a very, very good policy, absolutely. And so will this apply globally, and does it apply to other platforms in the Meta family?
Yes, they do say that Meta says that they will be rolling this one out globally. They'll be trialing it with Instagram, but not yet. We won't apply yet to Facebook and WhatsApp, which is also owned by Meta.
Yeah, I think a step in the right direction. We criticise, as I said, big tech all the time for being very lackadaisical about how they do protect users from some of the worst things on their platforms. We'll see how it goes once it starts to roll out. And as we've said already this week, if you're a victim of sextortion or if you're in crisis, you can call Lifeline on 131114 or Kids Helpline on 1800 551 800. Now, Sarah Blake, Chief Reporter at The Nightly, thanks for joining me on The Nightly Five.
Thanks, Ben.